All right, we're back at the
St. Phillips.
I don't know why I have such a problem saying the St. Phillips Farmers Market here on Palm Sunday. And we're with Randy, the owner of White Cane Sockeye Salmon. And you know what's funny, Randy, is just about everybody that we've talked to today has either grown or made what they're selling here in the Sonoran Desert. And I cannot remember fishing for salmon in the Rito.
There's no salmon there.
it's just a sand trout.
Just the sand trout, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about your outfit.
Well, I've been fishing 42 years in Bristol Bay, and we've been processing my own fish for 12 years now. And we do farmers markets in Washington, Idaho, and Montana. And in Texas, we sell our fish too. But my son ended up going to school down here. So I started selling fish in Arizona.
So he's a wildcat?
He's a wildcat.
All right.
Yeah.
Good work.
So, and he's, we decided to do fish down here, and it's just been great. We do six markets a week. We do Green Valley on Wednesday, Sierra Vista on Thursday, Jesse Owens on Friday. Saturday we're at Oro Valley and St. Phillips as well. And then we do St. Phillips on Sunday.
That's a lot of fish.
Yeah, we do quite a bit of fish every year.
So you're not catching one fish at a time?
No, these are commercial fishing.
And are you catching these fish, or are you?
We've gotten so large now that I'm using my own fish, and I'm buying from friends of mine who bleed and ice their fish, and they have to go through a procedure for us to buy them.
And where are you catching the fish?
There's some are caught in Prince William Sound. And then a lot of them are caught in Bristol Bay.
None of these are farm.
Oh, no. These are MSC certified sustainable fishery, and they're just beautiful salmon. And they're all from Alaska. I don't deal with anything that's not in Alaska.
So the stuff that you're selling today, how long ago did you catch it?
July and August of last year.
So it's pretty fresh.
Yeah, it's flash frozen within 48 hours. That's after the fish go through rigor and the whole process on ice. And then we process them all by hand. Fillet them, pin bone them by hand, and detrim them. So there's no fins or anything on it. You just get pure meat. And then we do 8-ounce portions and fillets, sides. And then we do locks and smoked out of our fish, too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so tell us, white cane, what's the connection with white cane?
I have macular degeneration, and I've had it since I was 22 years old, and lost my driver's license, but I could find I could run my boat in Alaska still, so I've run my boat for 42 years up there, legally blind.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And so you've been fishing in Alaska for 42 years?
Yeah.
Where do you fish out of?
Ikigik.
In English?
Yeah.
Or should I have said Gesundheit?
Yeah. Knack Knack and Ikigik, it's Bristol Bay, they got some funny names up there. But
well, those are all the native...
Native village, yeah. The village in Ikigik is 55 people live there, and that's it. And so that's pretty much my main home. The boat is stored there in a big warehouse, and that's where I fish out of every year.
What's the fishing season?
It's... usually we start fishing around the 15th of June to the 21st of July.
And you catch that much fish to sell year-round?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
In the whole bay, there's like 36 million fish harvested each year.
Wow. Is that sustainable?
Way sustainable. Yeah, they monitor it. It's in the state constitution, and they make sure that all the fish get up the river before we catch them and during the whole process. And if they get behind the count, they shut us off. It's the best fishery in the world.
So now I've read somewhere that there are other countries that aren't as adhering to the rules as Americans might be.
Yes.
And is that still a problem?
Well, it's a problem in that there's no management in place. Alaska put management in place in the Constitution, so they have to. They're responsible to keep track of the runs and stuff.
Right, but if, say, the Japanese are offshore, they can... Uh-oh.
Sorry,
yeah.
Where are your locks?
They're underneath those.
If the Japanese are just outside the American waters, they can do whatever they want, though, right?
Yeah, but the 200-mile limit helped us. Back in the 70s, we almost lost our run because of that. There's a 12-mile limit. But ever since then, we've had our runs come in.
And everything is good?
Everything's good.
Yeah, all right.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah, what degree did the kid get at the U of A?
He's getting his doctorate in piano performance.
Nice.
Yeah, he's doing real well.
That's great. All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, what's your website?
We don't have one. We have just the material you can get here. We got a brochure, and we got an email address. That's it. We haven't set up a website yet.
So if you want phenomenal
good salmon,
you have to come to one of the farmers markets across the region.
Yep.
Perfect. And you'll be here. White cane sockeye salmon. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, senor.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care.
Okay.